AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 18 years after Congress let a ban on semi-automatic rifles expire, the House passes a bill that would put it back in place. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
After a day of impassioned debate,
67% of Americans support an assault weapon ban.
Let's call this for what it is. It's a gun grab.
The House passed legislation Friday evening to revive a ban on semi-automatic weapons.
On this vote, the yeas are 217. The nays are 213.
The bill would outlaw importing, selling, or manufacturing a wide array of semi-automatic weapons, but Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said it would exempt those already in possession. Nearly all Republicans in the House voted against the bill, and the legislation could stall in the 50-50 Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
People in the small cities and towns along waterways and tight Appalachian valleys talk of their escapes from the flash flooding this week that's already killed at least 16 of their neighbors, families, and friends. Rachel Patton lives in Floyd County, Kentucky. She tells WCHS-TV.
We had to swim out, and it was cold. It was over my head, so yeah, it was scary.
Governor Andy Beshear says the death toll is likely to grow much higher as search teams reach areas still cut off by the high water and mudslides. Economists are divided over whether a recession is looming. What is clear is that the economic uncertainty will remain for a while, reason enough for people to take steps now to be ready for what's ahead. The AP's Rita Foley lays out recession-proof steps.
From financial experts, number one, know your expenses and make a budget. Number two, cut as many non-essential expenses as you can. And number three, consolidate your loans so you have just one fixed rate loan and don't borrow any more money.
This is AP News. As people struggle with higher gasoline prices and the impact they're having on the economy, the oil companies again post record profits.
President Biden called out oil companies last month.
Exxon made more money than God this year.
Or more money than it's ever made. ExxonMobil booked a nearly $18 billion profit in the second quarter, with revenue nearly $50 billion higher than in the same period last year. Its CEO attributes the success to investments in oil and gas fields and liquefied natural gas, which has been in high demand since Russia's Ukraine invasion. Chevron and Shell also set profit records last quarter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol will share 20 interview transcripts with federal prosecutors focused on efforts by former President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.